Spring is the most beautiful time of the year because it awakens in us a spirit of anticipation of all the beautiful things that will accompany the season. Longer days, warm sun, the open road, new flowers, and a lot of birds building their nests. Today's gospel is like spring. It brings a little more sunshine into our lives. It is good news from Jesus Christ about tomorrow that helps us to accept a lot of bad news that we read about or we hear. The gospel tells us that Jesus, being fully human, was troubled in spirit and was moved by the deepest emotions, even cried on hearing that his friend Lazarus had died. Three times in the Holy Scriptures we find that Jesus cried. At the death of Lazarus, he cried on the city of Jerusalem. Going down to the Mount of Olives, he saw the city which he so much loved, and the city that rejected him. And he cried. And then we find out that he even cried in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus here made the most consoling statement: I am the resurrection and the life. Who believes in me, though he should die, will come back to life. And whoever is alive and believes in me will never die. This must have been really the strangest funeral in history. First of all, a big crowd came to console Martha and Mary over their brother. And we can be sure that among the crowd were Sadducees who denied the resurrection and the Pharisees who discredited Jesus' power over life and death. And then we have Lazarus, who gets the chance to attend his own funeral. Not too many people do that. I always kid that I want to have a rehearsal. I want to know who is coming first. You know, there are some people you don't want to have your funeral. Like, there's an elderly lady passed away, and she left written that she only wanted women pallbearers. And they asked her why. Well, she said, men did not take me out when I was alive. I don't want them to bring me in when I am dead. So, it must have been a very strange occasion for all of them. And remember, Jesus, the gospel says, loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus very much. And Martha sent a message to Jesus, not even to come. She just told him, your friend has died. That was enough for Jesus to go and do something about it. There is no argument against God in action. The power of God, the power of Jesus, had made the fearful Simon Peter into a hero, the doubting Thomas into a believer, the sinful Mary Magdalene and the great Augustine of Hippo into saints. He can do the same for all of us. Lent gives us an opportunity to come to God. God is waiting with open arms. That's why Pope Francis declared a year of mercy, so that we have more trust in the mercy of God. Augustine says God is only one act of contrition away from the greatest sinner in the world. As you know, we had a lot of confessions, and we still have more to come. They say that there was a man who hasn't been to confession for 47 years. And he got there in time. He wanted to beat everybody. And the priest was getting ready to hear confessions. But as he entered the confessional room, like we have over there, which had a divider in it, he found the man already in the room waiting for him. The man told the parish priest, "It has been 45 years since I have been to confession. I am impressed how things have changed. The room is well lit. It's a nice, easy chair to sit in. A bottle of scotch and some cigars on a little table." The priest said to him, "Yes, it's very comfortable, but you are sitting in my side. You have to go behind the screen. And by the way, if anyone wants to check our confessional, they are welcome to go and look at it. I don't know how many people have been in there, but just go look. I hope Father Jerome didn't leave any scotch or cigars in there." Anyway, we know that it is a struggle to climb the mountain of life. Life is not easy. But our hope in Jesus also tells us that the view from the top of the mountain is magnificent. By believing in Jesus, by being convinced that he is the resurrection and the life, our resurrection and our life, we won't be living in a perennial funeral procession. Each tomorrow is another opportunity. We be fully human, fully alive. Then life is worth living. So, believers in Jesus are open to both pain and pleasure. They cry and they laugh. They dream and they hope. The only things that cannot touch them are passivity, pessimism, or despair. Believers say a strong yes to life and a resounding amen to love. They find encouragement in the words of Jesus. "I am the resurrection and the life. I put my spirit in you that you may live. I have promised, and I will do it." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.